Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if you put a .com on the internet, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find my website, which has been around since 1997. And we continue to upgrade it, improve it, make it easier for you to use, more helpful, more useful for you. I hope you would go there and check it out and use all the different tools and resources that we have there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And while you're there, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. We've been doing that since 1999. And I hope you check it all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mark Murphy is our guest. He's the author of the new book, Hard Goals. Mark, tell the audience how we can find your book and you online, please.
You can find it at hardgoals.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/hardgoals. Or you can go to leadershipiq.com.
All right. And the books, wherever people sell nice books, that's where your book will be.
Exactly. It's everywhere.
So check it out. Okay, we're talking about hard goals. Folks, hard stands for heartfelt, animated, required, and difficult. I said in the previous segment, Mark, that heartfelt may be the most difficult, may be the most important, I should say, because if that's really in the beginning, right? I mean, heartfelt is when you do a gut check and you say, okay, why am I doing this? Is it because I can't wait to bake bagels or sell suits or whatever, or is it because I really want to chart my own course and be a business owner? What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, that is the foundation. If you don't have that, it'll get you off course, and you may find yourself sabotaging your goal if you're doing it because you think somebody else should want it.
So if you're frustrated right now, if you're having difficulty in your business, you can't quite seem to get out of your own way, maybe this is the kind of thing you need to be asking yourself, because if you love running the business but you don't love selling your stuff, you need to hire a world-class sales team. If you love being out there meeting customers but you don't love the diaper changing part, hire some technicians to do that. What do you think, Mark?
That's the critical element. Entrepreneurs, they got into it for a particular reason, and what they find is that the business sometimes takes over their life and takes them out of the thing that they loved at the outset. And if you find that, the entrepreneur often becomes miserable, and they got two choices.
Yeah.
Do what you just said, or figure out a way, find something in the new stuff that they can love, something that they can get passionate about.
Isn't finding a way to be happy really at the core of entrepreneurship?
The
thing is it's so hard, you know, it's not easy to be happy, really. I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds, but you can be, you know, I've owned my business now for 21 years, Mark, and it's been in more than one iteration and over that 20 years. And every day, as hard as it was to deal with all the things, sometimes the banking, not having enough money, employees, customers, et cetera, I never stopped loving being a business owner.
Well, you know, you raised something really important here, and that is this. If you think about the moments in your life of which you are most proud, the thing you want your kids to know about you, the thing when you're on at the very end and you look back on your life and say, you know, my gosh, I'm so proud of myself for doing that, I will guarantee you that goal, that thing you did, was heartfelt, was animated, was required, and it was difficult. It's not always going to be pretty. Some people think that happiness comes from sitting on the couch eating bonbons.
Right.
And what
every
entrepreneur, you, myself, everybody else we know will tell you, is that real happiness, real fulfillment comes from doing something where you pushed yourself, where you're really not.
When you push through that wall, as the runners would say, to get past the wall. Well said, Mark. Talk to us about how this process can be different for men and women.
It's interesting. Women tend to do a better job than men on the heartfelt side of things.
Yeah.
Women tend to build more of the emotional attachment. Guys are more likely to get sucked into it and say, well, I got to do that because everybody else is starting a business right
women
now.
Women are more likely to be a little more introspective than men are, aren't they?
That's
what creates the heartfelt advantage they have.
That they have greater insight into where their passion lies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where men have the advantage over women is that men see the future a little more clear. They visualize their goals better
mm-hmm.
than they do. And so women will have more passion underlying, more passionate attachment, but they're more likely to take a curvy course to get there. Men
mm-hmm.
will have less passion, but they see it more clearly, so they can be much more on a straight line.
I think exactly. Women do think that way, and folks, this is not me saying this. Women experts have told me, women who are experts on women have told me this, and the things that Mark is telling you right now. But men, I think also, when they look into the future, they don't fear what they might see. I think women are a little more concerned about what they might see.
Yes,
what do you think?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, guys can create that picture and then, well, okay, you know, it sort of is what it is.
Yeah.
Women can hold back. And as you say, well, this was on the goal setting stuff.
Right.
We actually did a survey of over 10,000 men and women. So we've
mm-hmm.
The men and women themselves are telling us this is where our strengths and weaknesses are.
On the required part, are women more likely to be disciplined than men?
Actually, women are more likely to suffer from procrastination than
really?
Men. Yeah, but women push themselves harder than men do. So they've got more
very interesting. I never would have thought women would have been more procrastinator than men. That's a revelation. All right, ladies, send your cards and letters to Mark, not me. Hey, Mark, give us a website again, please.
It's hardgoals.com or leadershipiq.com.
Will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
I'd be honored.
Thanks. Mark Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Hard Goals. We'll have him back real soon. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.